Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Wild, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Without Walls Worldwide Ministries are ministries with you in mind, and we want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. We are sharing and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Just giving all praise and honor to God for this day, for He allowed us to see another day. He kept us from all dangers, seen and unseen. Oh, my God, what an awesome God that we serve, hallelujah, that He's able to supply everything that we need. And for that, we ought to give Him praise. Glory be to God, my God, hallelujah. We're going to ask, amen, that if you have any prayer requests, if you can just inbox those to me at Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, on our website at voiceoftruthyoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just want to give God all the praise, for He is worthy of all our praise. We need to worship. We need to praise Him and lift His name up on high, for He is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank You for another day, O God, in the name of Jesus. We just give You praise and honor and glory for our listeners that have tuned in today. We thank You for the new listeners, oh God, whether by web or by phone, oh God. We thank You, Father God, that they took time out of their busy day to be a part of the service today, oh God. Father God, we know that You have a word from the Lord for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just give You praise for the word, oh God. We thank You for Your holy word, God. We thank You, Father God, that Your word heals, delivers, and sets free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just say thank You, God. We just give You praise, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We thank You, Father God, that You are a God that supplies, that You are a God that take care of Your people, oh God. Oh God, we just thank You that You are able to supply every need of every person that's under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give You praise and honor and glory for supplying the needs even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We just lift You up, oh, Father. We lift You up, oh, Father, and we say thank You, Lord. We exalt Your name on high, oh, God, for Thou art worthy of all of our praises. Oh, God, we just thank You because we couldn't make it this far without You, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank You for being with us. Through all that we've been through, we said, thank You, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank You for making a way. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. We just said, thank You, Lord. Father God, as we come and we come praying, oh, God, we pray for those who are sick, those who have lost loved ones, those that are behind prison bars and orphanage. We pray, Father God, for those that need a Savior. We come praying, oh, Father God, that You will be a comforter, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that You will be the strength of God in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that You will save a soul right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of sin and darkness even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them to Your marvelous light, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just said thank You, God. We just give You praise, God. Oh, God, we just thank You, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just believe in You, Lord. We believe in You, Lord. We believe in miracles because we believe in You, oh, God. We just said thank You, Lord, for every miracle, Lord. We thank You, God. for all the things that you are about to do for the church of God, the true church of God. We just give you a praise and honor and glory, oh God, for watching over us while we slept and slumber, oh God, in the name of Jesus, keeping a roof over our heads and clothes on our backs and food on our table. We just said thank you, Lord. Lord, we just said thank you for all that thou hast done, oh God. Oh God, we know that you are a way making God, and we said thank you, Lord. We just give you praise, oh God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. God, we thank you for his blood that washes away the sins, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you for your healing and your deliverance power, oh God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will save a soul, deliver a soul, set a soul free today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just said thank you, God. We just give you praise and honor and glory for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we just said thank you, thank you, thank you, oh Lord. Praise and we give you honor and we give you glory, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We got a reason to praise and glory be to God. We got a reason to praise him. For he's worthy of all of our praises. For what he's already done, we ought to be saying, thank you, Lord. We ought to be blessed in his holy name. We ought to lift his name up on high because he's worthy. Glory be to God. We may not have what we need or what we want, but we know that he's able to supply every need we would just ask. We don't have because we don't ask. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. We ought to praise the name of the Lord. Oh, my God. We ought to be on our knees in prayer, in worship, and in praise. For he is worthy. Oh, because he is a good God. And he's good all the time. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the Lord. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, the highest praise. Oh, my God. We ought to say hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. And we ought to say that in the good times and even in the bad times. We ought to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for his mercy endured forevermore. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. He is a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. The message today will come from 2 Kings today. Glory be to God. God got a message. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Amen. And the message will come from this set of scriptures. And the word of God reads, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him two sons to be bondmen. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? What you got in the house? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he said, and she said, thou handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy son, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full more than enough. Glory to God. So she went from him, and she shut the door upon her and upon her son, who brought the vessels to her. And she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stopped. Hallelujah. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay thou debt, and live thou and thine children of the rest. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to start reading right there, but we want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. So you can get an understanding of God's word to you. Amen. He got a word for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. God got a word. Hallelujah. My God, what an awesome God that we serve, that he speaks through us through the word of God. Hallelujah. How can we hear his voice? Through the word. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says to us that the woman went to Elijah, the prophet, glory be to God. And she told the prophet that she had a need, glory be to God. This woman had a struggle, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Title today for our message from the Lord is, the struggle is over. Can I say that again? The struggle is over. Here was this widow woman who had lost her husband. Hallelujah. And I'm going to take a few minutes to look at it. She was a widow woman. And back in those days, I can imagine, hallelujah, that the husband was the head of the house. Glory be to God. He took care of the home, and he provided whatever finances were needed in the home. The wife was the helpmate unto her husband, glory be to God, and she kept the house, and she kept the children, and she cooked the meals and had the things ready when the man of God came home, because it says about the prophet, the wife of the son of a prophet, glory be to God. So she had what she needed to do at home to have everything ready for the man of God. But the man of God, who was the head of the house, took care of the house. Now, here, the word of God tells us that the man of God has passed on. And evidently, they had debt and they had bills that had to be paid, because she said the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. In other words, they were going to use collateral for the debt. They were going to have to work off the debt. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah. It's kind of like today, hallelujah, when somebody gets in trouble and you have an individual that may put up their home or up for their bond, saying that it's okay. I'm going to put up what I have to help this person or for this person to be released into a trial. But something happens somewhere along the line, and that person skips town, and that person loses their house because that was a collateral. That was like a, they were paying the bond for that person. Well, her two sons were going to be like the collateral for the debt that was owed. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. She went to the man of God to receive godly counsel. What must I do? You know, my husband, he was faithful unto God, and he feared God, and he was committed unto God. Glory be to God. And I can imagine that he was a tither, and he was, it was a man that gave offerings unto God. Glory be to God. But she said unto him that the creditor is come. Hallelujah. Now, we got creditors today. Hallelujah. They will come and send a repo man to your house and pull your car. We got creditors that will call you on the phone all time, a day and night, but you still ain't got the money to pay the bill. Glory be to God. You still ain't got the money. Yet they're calling you. They're calling you on your job. They're calling you. You won't answer the phone. And some even tell the children to tell them I ain't here. Glory be to God. Because you know that's a bill collector. Glory be to God, my God, my God. But the prophet. Hallelujah. We must believe in the prophet of God. Many today do not believe in the prophet of God. They have the word of God upon their tongue to give you godly counsel and to get a word from God to tell you what to do in your situation of struggle because you don't believe. You don't receive. Glory be to God. But there, the man of God, there were Elijah, the prophet, amen, glory to God, and he says unto her, hallelujah, what you got? In other words, what you got in your house? What do you got? You got to have something that we can use. What you got? She said, well, I got in my house, save a pot of oil. She had a pot of oil. And so the man of God, now you got to follow instructions. See, the widow woman followed the instructions of the prophet. Now, this don't work if you're under a false prophet. This only works when you're under prophet of the living God. Hallelujah, my God. And the prophet said unto her, what you got? I wonder what you got. Hallelujah. He said, what do you have in your house? And she told him what she had. And he said, go. Borrow. He didn't say just in her house. He said, borrow a vessel from your neighbor. He said, even the empty vessel, borrow it, not a few. In other words, borrow as many as you can. Because he has a word from the Lord. Glory be to God. He was about to tell the woman of God, hallelujah, what God has said. See, she was in a struggle. She didn't want him to take her son. She didn't have the money to pay her bill. And she depended on and believed on the word that was coming from the mouth of God. Glory be to God, my God, my God. He said, go. Will you go? Will you be obedient? Will you follow the instruction of the prophet? Glory be to God. Do you have a prophet in your life? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When a prophet comes in your life, change comes in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the prophet, Prophet Martha, Prophet Javon. I thank God for them, true prophets of God. Good God Almighty. And thank God for them. You need a prophet in your life. Glory be to God. I don't know how we got away from the word of God where God says he has prophets, evangelists, he has preachers, pastors, teachers. But somehow or another, we, hallelujah, in our religious tradition, we forgot about the prophet. Bring forth change in the life of the people of God. Most of you who listen to this show know that I love to give testimonies, and I got to give my glory to God. Now, when the prophet Apostle Yvonne Wild came into my life, change happened. It happened in every way. Well, let me give you a testimony, because when I talked to her, when I had a situation, I had a struggle to her, and I said, well, you know, I don't have no furniture in my house. And she prayed. The woman of God prayed. The prophet prayed. And when the prophet prayed, furniture came. My whole house was full of furniture that I paid not a dime for, because the prophet prayed and I believed in the prophet of God. So the Bible says if we believe in the prophet of God and we believe in God, hallelujah, my God, if we believe in them, we'll prosper. If we believe in the prophets of God, she believed. This woman believed. What a woman believed. Because she went and she did according to what he had told her to do by her faith. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, Apostle Yvonne prayed. The house was full of water. A dinette set came. A living room suit came. Hallelujah. And I paid not one dime, but it came. Glory be to God. Now, it was no cheap furniture, my God. Matter of fact, the bedroom stoop probably was worth about $3,000 or $4,000. That dinette set probably worth about $700 solid gold. Glory to God. See, God don't give you nothing cheap. Glory be to God. When you serve God and live for God, God will make a way. Hallelujah, my God, my God. I love your testimony. When we're in a struggle, see, that was a struggle. Because I didn't have the money, just as the widow woman didn't have anything in her house. She thought she didn't have anything, but she had the oil. Glory be to God. Can I give another testimony? Glory be to God. Because I got to give God his honor. And I have to magnify his name. And I have to let others know that God is able to supply everything that you need. Now, got to come back to Apostle and Pastor Joseph. Now, I didn't have it in my house, that the water woman had the oil in my house, but I had it on the outside of the house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What I needed was outside of the house. And I often tell this story from testimony because it's a powerful testimony. And I, when I talked to Apostle and Pastor, and they prayed, and I'm making it a short story, but when they prayed, it didn't rain for 90 days because I needed this roof on my house. And I didn't have no money. I was struggling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trying to make ends meet. Have you been there trying to make ends meet and you don't know where the money's coming from, and you got bills all piled up and you ain't got nobody to help you? But if you know Jesus, if you know God, if you're living for God, God will make a way out of no way. Now, it wasn't what I had,
in the house. It was what I had outside of the house. And they took what I had on the outside of the house. And this day I have a roof on my house. It brought me no sorrow. Glory be to God. And it didn't rain for 90 days. Glory be to God. That's when a true prophet speaks. Glory be to God. It comes to pass. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Every time I go outside and I look at my room, I say, look at God. Hallelujah. He'll do it if we believe. Hallelujah. If we believe. That's what's a struggle. Hallelujah. The struggles in our lives, glory be, it could be like I didn't have the money for the roof. I didn't have the money to buy the furniture. Hallelujah. The widow woman didn't have the money to pay her debt to her creditor. That they will come to get her son. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I come with a word upon my tongue. Glory be to God. It is over. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that when they borrowed, hallelujah, the vessels, glory be to God. My God, my God. And when they had shut the door, and she shut the door behind and upon thy son, she shut the door. And she brought the vessel, they brought the vessel to her, and she started pouring out. There was an overflow. Glory be to God. From the moment that the prophet spoke the word of God, the moment that he spoke unto her, the struggle was over. Glory be to God. Now, she had to follow instructions. She had to do what the prophet had told her to do. But that struggle was over from the moment that the prophet spoke it. A true prophet, their words don't fall to the ground. Glory be to God. My God. When they speak the word of God, it shall come to pass. Your struggle is over this day. It's over. I don't know how long you've been struggling. I don't know. God knows. I don't know. I don't know how long you've been in that dry place. I don't know how long you've been struggling in that place. But you've been struggling there long enough. Glory be to God. The struggle is over. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hard times. That's trouble. When you're in hard times, you're struggling in your finances. You're struggling in your marriage. You're having problems and issues on your job. You just got all kind of struggle in your life. Glory be to God. The struggle is over. When you know who God is, glory be to God. You know, even in our struggle, our faith is tested in the struggle. Because it's so easy to praise God when things are good. Or we can praise Him. When things are good and ain't nothing going on in our house, we can praise God. We can praise God for the house. We can praise God for that car. We can praise God for our husband and our wives and our children and their success. But when things are not going so good, can we praise God in the midst of a struggle? You got to praise God in the midst of a struggle. Glory be to God. You got to praise God in the hell and the high water. You got to praise Him. You got to praise Him in the midst of your struggle. Glory be to God. You got to have faith in the things that you cannot see. Now the widow woman had enough faith in God to believe the word of the prophet, the words that came off his tongue. When Elijah spoke the word, she had enough faith to move, to go. Did he tell her to go? He said, go and borrow the vessel. Go, go. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, my God, my God. He told her to go. God telling you to go. He's telling you to give up something that you don't want to give up. Glory be to God. But you need to give it up because he got something there for you. He's not trying to take nothing from you. He's trying to give something to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what Pastor always says. God ain't trying to take nothing from you. He's trying to get something to you. Glory be to God. You need to open up your hand and release your tithes and your offering. You holding on to that money. Glory be to God. My God. Hallelujah. Can't get in because you won't let nothing go. Glory be to God. That's why you're struggling. You're cheating God. How does a man rob God and cheat God? In his tithes and his offering. Glory be to God. You got to have something to work with. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, because whatever you plant, you shall sow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, some people say, well, yeah, he ain't always got to be money. That preacher talking about money. All they talk about is money. Don't worry about what they're doing with the money. You be obedient to what God says in the word so that you can receive a harvest. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Because the seed will bring forth the harvest in due season. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah. The struggle is over. Glory be to God. And as the widow woman shut the door, my God, and as she began to pour the oil, it said it came to pass. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. Because the prophet had spoken, it had come to pass. In other words, when he told her to go get the vessel, when he told her to get the oil, her struggle was over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We don't want to give to the true prophets of God. We don't want to give to them. But we can run and get in these $1,000 lines to receive a word. Glory be to God. Don't get a word. Don't get no healing and deliverance. You got to be on a true prophet of God. You got to know the difference. And yes, I hear you. Prophets do exist today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has it in the word of God. What do you say? Prophet. Preachers, evangelists, pastors in the church. He didn't just say pastors and reverend. Hallelujah. You need a prophet in the house. Hallelujah. Because the prophet brings forth the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard a preacher say that one time. That prophet was in the Bible day. That is far from the truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But from tradition today, a lot of church houses don't have a prophet in the house. And I ain't talking about a false prophet. I'm talking about a true prophet of God in the house. Hallelujah. My God, that can speak a word. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the ones I got around me, Lord Jesus. I just thank him for Father Mom. I just thank him for apostles. Hallelujah. Because they're going to speak an on-time word. Hallelujah. They speak the truth of God's word. Glory be to God. True women of God. And yes, they're women. Yes, my God, my God. That's a subject for another. A message for another day. But yes, God has women prophets. It's in the word of God. Glory be to God. You need to read that and get an understanding of God's word. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And the word of God said it came to pass when the vessel was full. It didn't say halfway full. It didn't say that it gave them just a little bit, but it said it was full. That means that the whole vessel was full. Glory be to God. And she had to go to the next vessel. She was getting an overflow. She was getting an overflow to so much that the Bible even tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, that when she, her sons were just handing her the vessels, and as long as they had the vessel,
the oil was still pouring. Now, that oil had a great value on it. Hallelujah. And I believe if she had even more vessel than she had borrowed, she would have had even more to sell. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. The more we give, the more is given unto us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to give something. Not just to our own. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah, my Lord, my Lord. And then it says when the vessel was full, hallelujah, and I guess she got to the point where here it says she asked the son for another vessel. And he said, there is not a vessel more. And then all stopped pouring. It just stopped. Because she didn't have any more vessels. Glory be to God. And then she came to the man of God. She came to the man of God, the prophet. Glory be to God. And said, what must I do now? What do I need to do now? I got all these oils. I got all these vessels and jars of oil of all different sizes. Now, what do I do with the oil? She wanted to know what she needed to do. Hallelujah, because... hallelujah. She didn't want those creditors to come and take her son and make them bond me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to do. We ought to ask the Lord for our help, for his help. If we ask him for our help and we ask him for what we need and we listen to the prophet that we have in our lives, if you have a prophet in your life, glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Oh, Jesus. My God. I just thank God, hallelujah, for connecting me to prophets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Didn't know what a prophet was years ago. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. But I thank God, again, for my leader, apostle, prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and prophetess Martha. I thank her for pastor and everybody on the team. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that because when the prophet came, somebody need to know this. This is a truth. Hallelujah. I don't make up story. Glory be to God. And I don't make up testimony. I don't try to make you feel good. I'm going to give you the truth. So when you come to voice of truth, you're going to hear the truth. You're going to hear the spirit of the living God speaking through his servant. I'm just a vessel being used by God. You might not understand it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God does call women. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Some are going to miss their blessing because they don't want to receive a word from a woman. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if I am struggling, I'm talking about me. If I am struggling, I'm going to receive the word of God from the man or woman of God that God has sent and chosen for me to receive a word. You mean to tell me you would rather struggle than receive a word from a woman? Woman prophet? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't miss your blessing. Glory be to God. Ask God to help you with it and ask him to give you revelation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I shouldn't give you revelation on that. Glory be to God. Because it's going to hold you in bondage. Don't make you miss your blessing. Glory be to God, my God, my God. But then, when she went to the man of God and she asked for the instruction, he told her to go. Sell the oil and pay thou debt and live thou and thy children of the rest. The struggle was over. She had followed the instruction. She had received the word. She believed the word, because this is a miracle. She brought forth the empty vessel and all the oil that she had, and she began to pour. It became an overflow of oil to fill many vessels. It didn't say one. It didn't even say two. It said many vessels. She had many vessels. It don't tell us how many she had, but she didn't have no one. Hallelujah. So in order for her struggle to be over, glory be to God, God provided her with an overflow of the oil. Glory be to God. The struggle is over. Her struggle was over. She said, and I want you to take the oil, and I want you to sell the oil. Good God Almighty. Now, she sold the oil. We don't know what kind of oil it really was. Glory be to God. But evidently, it had to be some good oil. It was a good oil because it came from heaven. It came straight from heaven. Glory be to God. She said, I have saved a little pot of oil. But when she began to pour that oil, and God began to give her the abundant flow of the oil from heaven. Amen. That oil was flowing with an overflow from pot to pot to vessel to vessel. And she had them of all sizes. Glory be to God, the overflow. See, God will do that for you when you be obedient. You follow instructions. It's so important for us to follow instructions. It's so important for us to believe in the prophets of God. It's so important. Glory be to God. It's so important for us to believe in the prophets of God, that our soul might prosper, that we might prosper in every way. We have to believe in the prophet of God. What if she had said to Elijah, I ain't got nothing in the house. I ain't got nothing but a little bit of oil. I don't have no pot. I ain't going to do that. But she would have never got the overflow. Hallelujah. She would have never got it. She would have missed that blessing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. She would have missed it. But she followed the instruction of the prophet. And it brought forth enough, more than enough. Because he told him, you got enough. What the prophet said? In other words, you're going to have enough money to pay every bill that you owe, every debt that you owe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every debt that you owe, every tax that you owe, you're going to be able to pay. Because we live in a world today, you can have a $1 million house. You can have the finest car. And you can pay cash for it, and you can own it, and you can get the title to it, and you can get the deed. But if you don't pay them taxes, they'll come and get it. That lets you know that you don't own nothing in this world. Glory be to God. You don't even own yourself. Glory be to God. You don't own nothing. If you don't pay the taxes on your house, hallelujah, they'll sell it for whatever taxes you owe. And you don't pay the $1 million for it. If you don't pay the taxes on your car, you can't even drive it. Glory be to God. And you may drive, but they're going to give you a ticket for driving without license. Glory be to God. You don't own nothing in the world. Glory be to God. My God. And even if you have your bills and stuff, glory be to God. You got your bills. You got your light bills. You got all your different kind of bills. But they don't care about cutting your lights off. They don't care. If you don't pay the bill, they cut the lights out, they cut all these things off. Hallelujah. Because we live in that kind of world. And you have to pay them. And she was worried. That little woman was worried. You know, I ain't got my husband no more. And my husband is gone. I need some help. See, if we will call on God and ask him to help us, glory be to God, and ask him to help us, Lord. Help me. Make a way for me, Lord. I can't see my way. I need you to help me. I need you to help me. Because I'm struggling. I need you to help me. Glory be to God. And the truth be told, Glory be to God. You ain't got to have money in the bank, God. Well, touch somebody's heart that will bring you what you need. Hallelujah. Now, he done done it many times. He done had me to do it for people. Hallelujah. Go in the cabinet and go in there and do this for such and such. Hallelujah. Because they're struggling. They need some help. But we have to learn to receive whatever God has for us through who he sends it through. We can't let pride get in the way. Sometimes pride causes us to show no struggle. Hallelujah. We don't want to receive a word because of who the person is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. We miss out. Because maybe that prophet or that preacher or that pastor or that evangelist or whoever it was, God sent to bring you a word. You didn't receive it. You didn't receive the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't look at the person. Hear the voice that is speaking. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Listen to the true voice. Hallelujah, my God, my God. But she sold all the oil, and she paid her debt. And she had enough money to live. Now, I don't know how much money she had. But he said, sell it and pay your debt and then live off the rest of it. Now, he didn't say how, it don't say how long. He didn't give them how long or anything like that. But that struggle for the widow woman. And that's because she believed in the prophet. And she believed in him and what he said. And she followed the instruction and did what was asked of her. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because she believed, she got the abundance of. She got the overflow of what that little that she had in her house. Hallelujah. It was just like me. It wasn't in the house. It was outside of the house. Glory be to God. But it put a roof on my house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My God. The struggle is over. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If we would just believe, glory be to God, God will provide and supply things that we need. Glory be to God. Because you know the devil don't want you to have nothing. He come to steal. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants you not to have nothing. He wants you to struggle. He wants you to be full of pride that you ain't get no help. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. The struggle is over if we believe. But we got to believe. We got to believe in the unseen thing, and we got to listen to the prophet. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. True prophets of God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says there are many false ones. There's false ones out there. Glory be to God. But when we believe in God, and we're going through the struggles in our lives, God will manifest his power in our lives, and he will supply everything that we need in our lives if we believe. Hallelujah. He builds our faith in the struggle. That we'll know that God is able to supply whatever we need. Glory be to God. He ain't going to do it the way that we want him to do it. Glory be to God. But it's going to be his way. Glory be to God. It can't be your way. You can't tell him what to do. You can't have it your way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, the struggle, hallelujah, helps us to know who God is. It helps us to know that he is a provider for his people. It helps us to know that God is able to bring forth miracles in our lives just at the right time. Hallelujah. When all else, hallelujah, in the midst of the storm, glory be to God. Hallelujah. During the struggle, after the struggle, glory be to God, God is able
to supply. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, the struggle is over. I don't know how long you've been there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, in that land of struggle. Glory be to God, my God. But God is able to supply everything that you need if you just call on him and do what he said do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many times we don't listen to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. And if you receive a word from a prophet and it brings forth as it did for the widow woman, it brought forth more than enough, that she had enough oil to pay her bills and then live off of the rest of the money. Now, we got to have wisdom. If you receive a message, an instruction that brought forth an overflow, a raw abundance in your life, or you got a car, or you receive a child in your womb, or your bills were paid and you didn't know where the money was coming from, you ought to sow into those ministries. Glory be to God. And if God bless you with a lump sum of money, can you give a 10% where you receive the word so that the rest will be blessed? Glory be to God. Don't take it and give it to no other prophet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Wherever you receive that word of God, and you get deliverance and healing from it, glory be to God. You wanna bless that prophet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. And a matter of fact, God will tell you how much you give. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many times we want to give what we want to give. Hallelujah, my God. But it don't work that way. You got to give them 10%. Whatever it is. Glory be to God. You got to give them 10% of it. Glory be to God. And you can get an offering to whoever you want to. But if you receive that message, as this widow woman received this message from Elijah, glory be to God. You got to sow back into that. Glory be to God. You got to sow back into that ministry where you receive the word of God. Hallelujah. And you need to give a tenth off of that. Now, if you want to give another father, another pastor, whoever, offering, that's all good. But make sure that you give that 10% to the prophet where you receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Where you receive the word of God at? Hallelujah. You didn't receive it over there. Why are you taking your money over there? And you ain't receive no word from there. You ain't get no deliverance from there. Glory be to God. You didn't get that. You got it from another ministry. Hallelujah. Somebody got to tell you the truth. Glory be to God. That ain't how you do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because you know now, you are responsible for it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Responsible for it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And give those tithes off of your gross amount of your income, not what you bring home, which is your net. Your gross income is what you made. Hallelujah. I know they got FICA. I know they got all these other kind of taxes coming out of it, but that has nothing to do with your 10%. Your 10% come off your gross amount of your income, because that's what you actually made for the month. Amen. Glory be to God. We just give God all the praise for his word. The struggle is over. Glory be to God. But we must be obedient to God's word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We need people in our lives that are chosen by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need people who are sent by God. Hallelujah. We need a prophet in our lives. Hallelujah. Don't believe that foolishness. Glory be to God. God has true prophets in this, in the land, all over the land. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, that are sent and chosen. Hallelujah. And they give godly advice. You got to listen. Hallelujah. My God. And you got to receive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I know many times we don't see prophets in the house as they should be. Even evangelists, most of the time you just see pastors. But God had prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. He had them all for a reason. Each one of them has a different function in the church. Glory be to God. We need all of them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for our Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team. Because we got all of that on them. We got pastors and prophets and evangelists. We got teachers. Glory be to God. We got all of that. Glory be to God. Because you need all of that. Glory be to God, my God. You need a prophet so to give you warning. You need a prophet to tell you what to do. You need a prophet. You need to be under a prophet. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Glory be to God. But if we would just read God's word, hallelujah, we wouldn't struggle as much. Glory be to God. If we would just be obedient, we wouldn't struggle as much. If we would just pay our tithes and our offerings, we wouldn't struggle as much. Glory be to God, my God, my God. God is so good that he's able to supply everything that we need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't get stuck in tradition. Don't get stuck in religion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But believe the word of the Lord that the miracles of God can be manifested in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You want to overflow. As the widow woman had an overflow of oil. As long as she had the vessel, the oil was just pouring. It was just flowing. It was flowing. It was just flowing. It was flowing. It was an overflow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we have to go through stuff and we don't understand it. But God tells us in his word, trust him. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. If we would just trust him in the midst of the struggle, glory be to God. If we would just trust him in the midst of whatever we're going through, whatever we're lacking in our lives, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Whatever we're lacking, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has already made a way. Hallelujah. We would just trust him and believe, hallelujah. Glory be to God. The struggle is over. My God, says the Lord. I don't know how long you've been there, but the struggle is over. Glory be to God. Our God is so awesome. Hallelujah. My Lord, hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, I want to give you the invitation to Christ. Amen. If you have said this prayer with me, hallelujah. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, change your life, find your Bible, believe in church and get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, A Voice of Truth, amen. If you have given your life to Christ, then welcome to the body of Christ, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We just want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, amen. The ministries with you in mind, amen. Glory to God. We do hope and pray that you tune in Prophetic Corner. Today was a prophetess, Martha Williams, the first half of the hour of power, amen, from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking about the bread of life, amen. Glory be to God. We do want to encourage you to get moment in the spirit, hallelujah, in midday manner. Glory be to God. Minister Michelle does the moment in the spirit, and Sister Sheila does the weekday manner for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to receive that, if you can contact Apostle, Prophet, Evangelist, Yvonne Ryle, amen. And you can do that on Facebook, amen. You can contact it there, and I think it's under Prophetess Yvonne, amen. You can contact her there, and she will tell you what you need to do to get connected. Then on Tuesday, we want to encourage you to tune in to One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle Yvonne and Pastor Joseph Ryle, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord, amen. And then on Saturdays, we want to encourage you to listen to Wild Radio with your host,
Well, the evangelist birthday excuse faith come by hearing ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we also want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. We got to get out of here. Glory be to God. We're going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with the singing joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen.